Gordon Maxwell's going to be a free agent, and you wound up leaving Seattle. What do you think he's going to be like on the open market?
He's a good football player, but I'm no general manager or owner, so I can't speak on what he's going to be on the open market. But I think whoever gets him, they'll get a really good football player.
How much have all of you learned from all playing together in that Seattle secondary last year and the quality of talent that you all had together?
When you play with a bunch of good football players, you kind of bounce off ideas from each other, little technical things or whatnot. So I think that'd be the biggest thing I've learned as a unit over there.
There's a one question on that 2012 game. It was the first time we kind of knew who Richard was. It was kind of like a confidence building game for Russell. What do you remember about that and what it kind of did to launch that?
Going into the game, you know, a lot of us were new to facing Tom Brady. A lot of that group was young. So, you know, it took everything we had as far as preparation. You know, and as you can see, we won the game. Emotions were high. So I think that's kind of where that came from.
Good at keeping it loose. Could you describe some of that? Like what?
We had music playing in a big meeting room. We had a basketball court in our meeting room, so we shoot hoops before the meeting started. So there's some of the things I mean by keeping it loose.
You look at you and being here on the stage, and you know, the comments you made, people that get it maybe in the National Football League, players and everything, they kind of looked at it and said, hey, that's kind of how football is. That's what it's all about.
Right.
Are you surprised maybe some of the reaction to the comments you made about Earl and Sherman? Because those guys weren't.
I'm not surprised. You know, some people just see things different. And I don't look at it no further than that. That was just the competitive nature in me. It wasn't coming from no bad place. So it is what it is. You know, stuff happens. You live with the stuff that happens.
We see you on the football field. What drives you? You're such a fierce competitor. Have you been like that your whole life?
Winning drives me. We play the game to win. And I think as you win more and more, you know, it'll lead you to something like a playoff victory and ultimately a chance at the Super Bowl. So winning drives me.
How much have you learned from a guy like Darrell, both on and off the field? A guy like Sherman, do you study those guys? Do you talk a lot with them? You guys seem very close.
We kind of just bounce off ideas off of each other, talk about receivers and things that they like to do, ways and how they like to play against certain receivers. It kind of goes hand in hand. We sit down and just talk football from time to time.
Have you been in touch with your former teammates throughout the season, and have you been this week?
Yeah, I talk to them throughout the season a lot more than I have this week. Conversation is very minimum right now for the simple fact that we'll be playing against each other, you know, so. But throughout the season, you know, we talk often.
I mean, I know this isn't about you, but this really couldn't have worked out any better. I mean, you get a chance with your new team to be in the Super Bowl against your old team. You couldn't have really even scripted this back in the offseason.
Right. You know, I imagined it, I envisioned it, but it happened and it came so fast, so it's still kind of still amazing to me. But like I said, I did imagine or envision or dreamed it up a little bit, but it came and crept up on me so fast. You know, I just didn't imagine it happening this fast.